You may have seen the story earlier this month about the Fresno Diner on East Grand in the College Hill neighborhood. It's the only sit-down restaurant in that neighborhood. It was badly damaged when a runaway pickup truck smashed into the Fresno. The owner, Pat Woods, was relieved to learn that the building would not be condemned. That means her diner can still be used as a means of trying to revitalize her poor and often violent neighborhood. Pat Woods joins me in studio. Pat, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you, and I appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Well, I'm so glad to hear that the Fresno is going to stay in business. You still have some repair work to do, though.
Yes, we do. We've been very fortunate. People have just stretched their hands out to assist us in trying to get back open and operating so we can continue to do those great burgers and fries.
When do you think you'll be back in operation?
Well, if the support keep coming, hopefully we're looking at the middle or at least the last of January, mm-hmm. because we have quite a few things to do inside.
And you have quite a few things to do outside as well, because part of what you're doing with the Fresno is trying to make that a better community. How would that work, and how does that work when the Fresno's in operation?
Well, basically, Fresno's division is the fact that we had never had, for 40 years, we hadn't had a sit-down eatery. Mm-hmm. Anyone that's serving any kind of food to their community, they serve it as a carry-out. And I didn't like that. Mm-hmm. So instead of complaining, I decided to try to do something about it, to change it. Hopefully, we're looking at Fresno's, even though it's small in that area, we're looking at it to give the residents an opportunity to sit down and be treated like they are if they were in West mm-hmm. County or Central West End or all the great places in St. Louis, to just bring some of those things to St. Louis, to our community.
Mm-hmm. And what is the need of the neighborhood? I know that you earlier on you have experienced a robbery. Gunshots are not uncommon in that neighborhood. It needs help.
The neighborhood is in desperate need of help. It's almost as if it's one of those forgotten areas of St. Louis, like we're not really a part of St. Louis. From the diner's window, we can actually see the arch. That's how close we are to downtown. The neighborhood has suffered back in the 80s when everybody was taking off going to North County. But at that time, I decided that I wanted to just stay. So we was actually the first home to be renovated in that neighborhood. So I started with the little house, and we went from the house to the diner. We need a lot of things. We need a place to actually sit down and eat. We need fresh produce. Snooks pulled out, mm-hmm. so now we have no place to buy fresh produce. So we were able to acquire the land next door to the diner, and we're hoping to do a farmer's market.
Also, employment is an issue that is very close to your heart because that's part of your background, isn't it?
Yes, it is. When we started doing the diner, the building is a three-story building, so the second and third floor, we are hoping to actually do a training segment because in that community, what I found, I did a job fair a couple years ago, and in 2 days, we got like over 300 people that was actually coming out for the job fair. But one of the drawbacks was the fact that they didn't have computer skills. A lot of the people don't know how to use a computer. So I ended up trying to work with the library, but the library is very small. And so when you walk over there to see what's taking the applicant so long to come back and you see one person sitting at a computer, a laptop, and you see six people on their knees around the person trying to tell mm-hmm. them the data to put in, he lets you know that there's a severe need for employment and training.
Yeah. So how can you help with that?
Well, I'm hoping to take and renovate the second and third floor of the building and to do a training segment. Because I'm hoping to actually, the vision is to actually get someone to help me bring in laptops, bring in computers, train the residents how to use the computers. And then on an agreement, I'm going to let them take that laptop home. But the only reason they take it home is to train the people in their household how to use the laptop mm-hmm. as well. Because a person cannot find a job in this modern time if they don't know how to look for the job.
Mm-hmm. Laptops are expensive.
That they are.
So how do you manage that?
Well, first of all, Donald, I'm a big believer in faith. I'm a believer that if you come honestly to a person, regardless of their economic status, and you be honest and you look that person in the eye and you tell them what you're trying to achieve, there are people that have good hearts, and they can see where you're trying to take it. And if you have the credibility and the integrity to let them know that you're going to do right with what they loan you, give you, help you with, mm-hmm. then there are people that are willing to help.
How are you reaching out to people like that?
Right now, we have a Facebook. Channel 4 actually put a Facebook page up for us when they came out because they was actually the first ones to take the picture of the truck and everything. So they did a Facebook page. I didn't know anything about how to do a Facebook page. So we have a Facebook page out there right now, a GoFundMe page on Facebook, and we're asking people to make donations and contributions so that we can just kind of move Fresno's along, move the vision along, and help the community.
What is your own background? I know something of it because I've been reading about you, but I think people might be interested in knowing who you are and where you came from and the steps along the way that have made you what you are today.
Well, I was born in Mississippi. Mm-hmm. I left when I was very young. I spent a lot of time in New Jersey, on the East Coast, New York. I went to school in Guthrie, Oklahoma. I went to Job Corps. I met someone in my life, and he was from St. Louis, and we were supposed to get married, and I came to St. Louis, and I got here. I had one son, and at that time, I liked St. Louis. Mm-hmm. I liked the green trees. I liked the big houses. I liked just the space compared to New York. And because my son was so young, I didn't want to actually raise him on the streets of New York. So I got here because I had skills. I was a graphic technologist by trade, thanks to the Job Corps program. I did quite well, and I landed a good-paying job here in St. Louis, and I was able to just continue to grow from there. Since I've been in St. Louis, I've had a number of jobs, but my love is entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. I believe that everybody has a gift inside. And so they should expound on those gifts and do what they can for themselves.
My understanding is that you bought the building where the Fresno is now a long time ago, and it took you a long time to get to the point where you had the restaurant.
That's true. I actually bought that building 20 years prior to actually putting anything in the building. And I bought the building because I was I had a small company that was allowed to grow because I had a major contract with Monsanto's World Headquarters. And I was recruiting personnel from depressed areas. College Hills was one of them. Washington Park, Illinois was another one. But I needed a training site. So I bought that building to create a training site so that I could more or less groom my people, get them ready to go out and work for Monsanto.
And doing what at Monsanto?
Well, we started off, we was actually doing janitorial. And then we moved from janitorial to employment placement. So we had facility management. We was responsible for 1.8 million square feet of space at World Headquarters.
1.4 million?
1.8 million square
1.8 million. Well, we have a caller here, I think, wants to get into the conversation with you. Well, let's bring in Eric and to see what he has to say for Pat Woods. Eric, you're on the line. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. I came in the middle of the program. We are bringing a program that could help this lady in the issue of connectivity, internet connectivity. It's a national program called Connect Home USA. Our not-for-profit is Housing and Community Solutions. And we have a program that can provide connectivity, both wired and cellular connectivity, for $10 a month. That includes a device. Basically a tablet, and I would be happy to get together with this woman and see if we could provide one of those connectivity programs, and if she has a not-for-profit, we can qualify her not-for-profit to get more of these programs to connect underserved individuals and to deal with the digital divide that I just heard her talk about in terms of employment and other issues. And thank you, Don, for enlightening our community all the time and the work you guys do at KWMU. You are a jewel in the crown.
Well, thank you so much, Eric, and thank you for joining this conversation. What do you think, Pat? That sounds like something might work for you.
It sounds interesting. I would like to follow up and hear more about it.
What we're going to do is get his information. Our screener will do that and give that to you, and you two guys can find a way to connect.
Sounds real good.
Really good. The issue that you brought up in the beginning of our conversation that I find interesting, and I've heard this before, was the issue of the sit-down restaurant. There aren't many of them in poor neighborhoods, particularly African-American neighborhoods. Tell me why you think that's the case. I have my idea, but I'd like to hear yours.
I think one of the things, in poor neighborhoods, a lot of people actually come in, and I think they really just want to make the money, and they want to go. So it's easier to just cook it, put it through the window, and send the person on their way. I think that with Fresno's, our concept was basically to assist the residents in a place to actually bring the children, because we're an alcohol-free venue. So we wanted a place where mom and dad could bring their kids and sit down and have a meal, teach them mannerism, get a chance to have that conversation that a lot of times people don't have anymore, because even at home, a lot of people don't have dinner at, the, mm-hmm. at their tables.
Yeah, I raise this issue because some of the large franchise companies, whose names are familiar to all of us, I'm not going to mention, for a long time in poor neighborhoods didn't have seats because they didn't want poor people and they didn't want black people hanging around.
I agree.
Does that resonate with you?
Yes, yes, it does. Even in the neighborhood now where there are restaurants that are serving, they actually have taken the seats out. And so you just stand in line, get your food, and you go. And you see a lot of people sitting outside of those restaurants actually consuming their foods. And I just think that's unfair. Mm. So I think that if we can get in our cars and we can drive to more upscale neighborhoods and we know how to go inside and sit down and dine, then someone should invest in our neighborhoods as well.
How has the neighborhood changed in the time that the Fresno has been there, that you've been there and been working on these issues?
Well, I've been in the neighborhood for 30 years. I live in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. So I've seen a lot of things. One of the things that I see with Fresno's coming is the fact that I've seen people actually appreciate the diner mm-hmm. because it's their diner. I got sick last year. I was diagnosed with cancer, mm-hmm. and so the diner was closed for 6 months. And I was amazed at how much love was shown to me when I came back, because people were like, we didn't know what happened. We thought you had closed, you had left. You know, this is our diner. So as people began to claim the diner for themselves, I saw that they appreciated it. They're looking for change. But instead of trying to do something inside themselves, I think a lot of people are waiting for someone to come in and save us mm-hmm. and do it for us. And I don't think that's going to happen.
You're a very spiritual person?
Yes, I am.
It sounds like this is what's behind what you're doing.
Well, so many things has happened to me in life, Don, until I have to give back. I mean, I was very fortunate when I had my contract with Monsanto. I had 300 employees. Mm. I was in 8 states, and I had options to leave College Hill and to go and live in, well, I had this dream of living in town and country at one time. So I had options, but I chose to stay. And so because I've been so blessed, I have to give back. So I give back in the way that I know is best, and that's to help the people that is in the community that lives around me.
You mentioned before we went on the air the work that has to be done. We just have 2 minutes left. What kind of damage did the Fresno experience?
Well, we was blessed that there was no actual structural damage to the point that we were condemned. We were blessed there. But now we just have debris all over. The ceilings is all messed up. We need to have it drywalled and repainted. We have a host of other things that we need to do to just get it ready so that the health inspector will come in and allow us to reopen.
And what, again, was the time frame for that?
I'm trying to have it actually back in operation by at least the last of January.
What the heck happened? I mean, I know a truck drove into it. What was going on?
You know, we really haven't found out. When I got the call from a neighbor telling me that there was a truck that had hit the diner, and I went up there, and the fire department police was there. Apparently, the man was going very fast. Mm-hmm. He took out a light pole, and then he just rammed into our diner. The actual front of the bumper was inside the diner.
Any idea how fast he was going? I mean, that sounds like he must have been really clipping
along.
He
had to be going 60 or 70 miles an hour. There's no way that he could have taken out that pole and came that distance and then did that impact.
And how did the neighbors and neighborhood respond?
Well, they were very concerned. They are constantly, every day we up there, they're asking, when are we coming back? They want us to hurry up and open back up.
And that's going to happen maybe by the end of January.
We're hoping.
And it's going to be good for the neighborhood when it happens.
Yes, it will.
Pat Woods, congratulations to you for what you're doing and for the kind of interest you have in that community. It obviously needs some help, and it needs more Pat Woods to make that happen.
Well, I appreciate you allowing us an opportunity to share with the world what we're doing, and we need more people like yourself to help us make it happen.
Contact that gentleman who called. Maybe he can contribute in some way.
I would definitely do so.
Thank you, Pat Woods.
Thank you.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.